year is it?
There's like a window cleaner. Like on
he's
the
like
other side.
He's like 40 stories down. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like on the other side of the building. He's like, huh?
What year is it now?
It's 1996.
Thank you.
Why did you need to know?
What?
Why did you need to know?
I think we time traveled.
You what?
We time traveled.
You time unraveled?
You know what? This guy doesn't need to know.
Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the improvised movie. We're your hosts. I'm Jesse Sarowitz.
And I'm Alec Combs.
And I am Jake the Snake Rubin.
Welcome back, screenwriters.
Welcome back.
We're here for another crazy improvised episode, am I right?
Oh, you so right,
you're
baby.
So right.
So right. Well, if you don't know who we are, we're Screenplay, the improvised movie. We improvise an entire movie, all the dialogue, settings, actions, and characters, all made up on the spot, based on a movie that we have seen recently. And this week...
Whose week is it?
If we can even call it a week.
Whose week is
it's
it?
It's Jesse week.
Woohoo!
It's my week.
Hashtag Jesse week. Get that tattooed.
Hashtag.
Get that tattooed on your body, please.
Your forehead.
And send it to us.
Send it to us.
Yeah.
Your body. Send your body.
Send your body. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
And, okay, so the movie we're going to base our movie on is a little picture called Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, I can't even do it. The most classic picture there is.
I agree. I've been on, like, a kick watching, like, those, I don't know, what do you even call those? Like
early,
it's like a regular
movies,
comedy.
Like, yeah,
raunchy comedies.
Raunchy comedy. Yeah. I mean, so I've been on a kick watching a bunch of those because I didn't really watch them when they came out.
Yeah, and it's one of those movies that you're like when it was coming out, you're like, if you were our age, you're like, I want to watch that.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I was,
but
like that looks fun.
But like,
let me tell you,
you know you would never be let to.
I would have really liked it in ninth grade, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I like it now, I'll tell you.
I mean, it was silly. So the plot of Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yes.
Ready. Is these three sort of estranged friends from high school. They're all kind of living dead end jobs. They're not having a good time. What's his name? John Cusack. His girlfriend just left him or whatever.
Oh,
his
yeah.
wife, maybe. I don't know. One of them just had a breakup, and they're like, they're sad. So his shit-eating buddy, I can't remember what that actor's name is. He's bald, and he's always playing an asshole.
Oh, that guy.
That guy.
Alec's on it right now.
Yeah. It's what? Alan?
No, I was...
Did
I
you
was
say Alan Arkin? Doing...
Yeah. His name is Rob Corddry.
Yeah, oh, Rob Corddry.
Fuck that guy.
So he's always playing an a-hole. He's fun. I think he's funny. But he's like complaining, like, you guys never want to hang out with me anymore. You're the only thing. And his life is kind of nowhere. He's like an alcoholic. He has like no other friends, and his friends that he did have, they don't really want to hang out with him anymore because they're busy. And the third is Craig Robinson, who I think he's like a dog groomer or something. He was gonna be a big musician. And it didn't work out for him. And his wife is kind of like running around on him. And she's like, she tells him what to do. And they're like, he's just like, whatever.
He took her last name, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
I remember that bit.
So they do this thing where they're like, well, why don't we go up to, you know, the ski lodge that we would always go to every, whatever, winter break or something. Let's go up there and we'll have a good time like we always did. We'd always go up there and we'd get, you know, there'd be parties and we'd all be wasted and there'd be girls and there'd be partying and all that fun stuff.
Yes.
So they all get in the car and they finally decide to go. Three of them, and then that nerdy looking guy who played a character in The Office. I can't remember what his name is either.
His name is Clark Duke.
Yeah, Clark Duke.
I know him because he played Dale in this ABC Family show Greek. He was like
oh.
the really he was like the main character's really nerdy roommate. But well, I always really liked him because of that role.
Clark Duke is typecast to a T.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I think he is John Cusack's sister's kid, I think. I think, yeah, because like so
like his nephew,
he's like, yeah, he's his like his shitty nephew. I think they've been living together because John Cusack is a he's a deadbeat the same. So they've been living together. Maybe I don't remember.
It's so weird that John Cusack is in this movie.
I know. So he has to go with him. So they all get in the car and they all go up to the ski lodge. And the ski lodge is a rundown piece of shit. It used to be so cool and so nice. But that was in 1980, whatever. Not anymore. That's shitty now. So they're so sad. They're like, this is terrible. No one's here. There's no girls.
I wish we could go back in time to when it was great.
Oh, buddy boy, right? Five news
but
for
their,
you.
But their room has a hot tub. So they all get drunk and they're all in the hot tub and they're goofing off and they're spilling alcohol into the hot tub and then it becomes a time machine.
it's not like a weird concoction with the alcohol and the water.
Yeah,
I haven't seen the movie or anything.
So they get into the time. Yeah, they wake up and it's 1980, whatever, 85 or whatever it is. And they look in the mirror and they look the same that they did in 1985 or whatever. So that's so cool. And then they go on hijinks. You know, they try to recreate the day. And Clark Duke the whole time is like, you can't change the past. I'm a big old nerd. You can't change the past. Yeah, fuck that guy. But I think his thing is like he's starting to disappear maybe. I don't know. I can't remember. It's like whatever. So they have to go through the day. They find a way to get the time machine to work again so they can go back to the present. And there's a lot of hijinks. Craig Robinson, he gets up on stage with his band that was playing. Yeah, and he plays with his band, and he's playing like the Black Eyed Peas.
He's saying he invented it.
And they're like, whoa, yeah.
That's funny. It's like Yesterday from
that movie. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, literally. Like that.
He's like, I made this song.
And the a-hole guy, he's trying to hook up with people. And John Cusack, he's kind of on board with like that we should just keep it the way it was, change nothing. But he runs into this woman who's like a reporter, I guess. I don't remember. She's following a band around, and she's writing a piece on him or whatever for like a college paper maybe. Mm-hmm. And he like has a whole like romantic thing with her. And like he like sees her off at goodbye, whatever, you know. Maybe I'll see you in the future. Ooh, fun.
Oh.
And Chevy Chase is there.
Oh my god, is he?
Yeah, okay, he's like some weird ethereal hot tub time machine technician.
That's right.
So that's what happened. Craig, and then they're like, yeah, I don't know. They're being beaten up by the Winter Soldier. Sebastian Stan is playing like a bully, an 80s movie bully.
What?
Yeah,
he's in that movie.
Yeah, he is. It's bananas. Crazy. He's like mean to him on the slopes, and then he's like, "I'm gonna beat you up later." And then they have a big fight. And what happened was, the a-hole guy character, he went to the fight by himself, and his friends didn't come, and they kicked his ass. So they go back. So they all go. They all show up, and they all get their ass kicked, but they're all together.
Aww.
I think. Aww. So cute. And they go back, and they all go back to the future, except for the a-hole guy's character. He stays in the past, and he makes himself like a gazillion dollars. He pretends to invent Google or whatever. And that's kind of how it ends. John Cusack ends up with that chick that he met, and
he's not in the second one.
No, he's not. They find out that Clark Duke's dad is the a-hole guy. I can't remember. God, what is that the actor's name again? It's
Cordry. Yeah.
Cordry.
It's like Cordry.
It's like the bear.
Anyway, they find out that he hooked up with John Cusack's sister, and then he's the dad. So now that's their dad. And Hop to Time Machine 2, John Cusack didn't return.
But he is in a deleted scene in the second movie.
Is he?
Yeah. He shows up. He's like, guys, we got to go back again.
Yeah, so that's kind of it. The theme is hijinks and
and friendship.
Friendship, yeah. Being there for your friend. It's not about, you know, what you do in life. It's about your friends are there for you.
Aw, that's kind of cute.
It's cute. Any questions?
What was your favorite part?
I'll tell you what stands out to me. I think that one of the best jokes in the whole movie is, I think, right before, like, they find out that Craig Robinson's, like, wife is, like, stepping out on him, I think. Yeah. She's like cheating on him. Or she did in the past. Mm-hmm. And he finds that out right before they go back in time or whatever. And then he is, he's at the ski lodge. And he's like his, like, 19-year-old self. He's got, like, big hair and everything. He's a nice, he's like a skinny dude. He doesn't look anything like him. But he's so upset, he gets on a payphone and he calls her family's house and he's talking to her dad, and she's like 8 years old at the So he's like, I need to talk to your daughter. And he's like, my daughter is 9 years old. And he's like, I need to talk to her, put her on the phone. And he's yelling at her for cheating on him, but she's 9 years old.
That's funny. That's a good
made
bit.
Me crack up. That's so funny.
That's a really good bit.
It reminds me of that SNL sketch where it's just like, meet your next
wife. Yeah, meet your second wife.
That's
so
funny.
And one of them brings out like a baby.
So that made me laugh. It's a silly time.
All right.
Nice.
All right, what was your second? No, I'm kidding.
I just list all the bits that I think are funny.
Yeah.
All the Chevy Chase bits are at the bottom. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Okay. Well, without further ado, let's do a screenplay.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we need the catchphrase.
Oh, yeah.
I'll catchphrase. Of course. Oingo da doingo. Let's get going. You know what I'm saying, everybody? Everybody, hashtag
oingo da doingo.
Oingo da doingo. Let's get going.
Spell it how you think.
It's going to take up one half of your tweet. That hashtag.
It's a long hashtag. All right, Jason.
All right. Interior, office, evening. It's 5 p.m. Everyone's working at their cubicle. They're doing their phone and email job. You know, our main character. She's sitting at the computer. She is playing solitaire. She looks at the clock. It's 5 p.m. She gives a terrible sigh, and she gets up and she gathers her things. She's getting ready to go.
Leaving time, everybody. Am I right? TGIF.
Oh, you're leaving already?
It's 5 o'clock. Oh. You know, that's the time we're supposed to get off, right?
I'm going to be here all weekend. The Bergeson case is really taking up a lot of my time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The serial killer case?
Yeah. You know, this law firm is really hard representing the serial killer and everything, but
but hey, you know, just try and get some sleep, get some shut eye when you can, Bobby. Okay.
Yeah, you know, at least I don't have a wife or anything to go back to, so it's
look on the bright side.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, well, have fun.
This place is probably better than
I was just gonna say hi to your husband for me.
I will. Okay.
And your turtle.
The big boss walks out of the office. Stephanie, are you leaving?
Well, yeah, it's 5 o'clock. You know, it's Friday. TGIF. You know what they say.
Yes, but the case. What's that guy's last name?
Bergeson.
Bergeson, thank you. The Bergeson case.
Wait, I'm relatively new here, you know that, and I haven't really been assigned to that case yet.
I seem to recall I'm assigning you to it right now.
Oh.
Liam here is, you know, he's busting his ass. He's here 80 hours a week. He's working through the weekend. Why do you feel that you're more important? You should go home at 5 o'clock.
I wasn't saying that at all. I was done with my work. I had not been given anything else to do until just now. So she starts putting down her briefcase back mm-hmm. on her desk and taking things out very quickly. Like, I'll get right to it, sir.
Okay, what, great.
What exactly am I? Do you want me to do for the case,
I
sir?
I need you to go through legal precedents numbers 819 through 9045, please. There should be a file on your desktop.
Over 9,000 legal precedents. Okay.
Yes. Well, Liam's already halfway through it, so he did the first 800.
You're gonna be here for another like 5 or 6 hours, just to
agree. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. If I can address the room, please. I am going on a nice vacation in Fiji this weekend. On Monday morning, I'm going to want every brief on my desk so I can argue for Mr. Bergeson in court to Monday at noon. So your deadline is Monday at 8 a.m. Please do not be late. Otherwise, I will have to send you upstairs, if you know what I mean.
No.
Where I've installed the chokey. Anyway, I'm taking my private plane. I'm flying to Fiji. Everyone have a great time. I will see you Monday.
I thought you just said you'll be here too.
No, for the weekend? No, of course not.
Oh.
Why would I be here, Liam? Liam, stand up. Address the room.
Liam stands up.
Now, everyone, Liam just asked me a question that felt insubordinate. Will you repeat what you said to the room, please?
I said, you literally just said that you were going to spend the... You'll be here all night, too. And then you said, you're going to fly away. So, I just don't get why...
Yeah, well, what's so special about Fiji? I thought you said you're always here for your mm-hmm. for your people.
Let me address that. Let me address that. I made an executive decision for myself that I realized all the work that needed to be done, and I did not want to do it, so I'm going to Fiji, and if you don't have those briefs, you'll go to the chokey. I'm sorry.
Oh, not the chokey.
I'm the one who's in charge. My name is on the building, after all. So don't ever be insubordinate ever again.
Okay.
Or I will take it out
on
you.
All right, I know.
Go to the, yes, yeah. Go to the chokey.
I don't want to go back. Not again.
Yeah.
He rubs
you
his
don't
neck.
Want to go back. All right. Well, have fun doing all that stuff. Again, 8 a.m. Monday morning. Goodbye. He swiftly exits through the glass doors.
He walks through the
glass breaks.
It shatters.
Oh, also, sweep that up. Goodbye.
What was my name? Stephanie plops down in her office chair and wiggles her computer mouse to jolt her computer awake. You know, his name may be on the board, but Mr. Weenus, fuck that guy. Yeah. I hate working here at Weenus, Regina's, and Dachoki Incorporated.
Yeah.
Liam.
We should unionize.
Who I thought his name was Bobby earlier. Liam, we gotta do something. You know, just to get a little bit of the edge off before diving more into this work.
We should invite the weird guy in the back, too.
Why? Liam, why?
He points at the very, very back. It's like empty cubicle, empty cubicle, empty cubicle, empty cubicle, scary cubicle. And the weird guy's in the scary one.
Yeah, he's like the weird guy is like bending backwards. He's like looking out of his cubicle. Listening. And then like he sees them looking at him, and then he just like quickly like goes back into his cubicle. Like,
alright, he was listening to us the whole time, so we might as well.
What's his name? His name is like...
His name is Bernie.
Bernie. Hey, Bernie.
He stands up immediately. Yes.
Bernie, are you on this case? The Bergeston case?
I've been on it since the beginning.
Okay, Bernie.
All right, how about you come over here and tell me a little bit about it? I just got assigned to it.
Excellent. I do require a bit of socialization.
He, like, glides towards them. Like, he's not even...
He doesn't move his arms while he walks. What seems to be your inquiry?
Just, like, catch me up to speed. Where are we? What am I going to have to get done with all these legal precedents? I gotta go through, like, over 9,000 of them. You know, like the Dragon Ball Z thing. You know Dragon Ball Z. I bet you do.
I watch lots of Dragon Ball Z in my free time.
Okay. I'm just chronically online, so.
I'm aware. Well, it's simple. We're trying to establish a legal precedent that even though our client did do those serial murders, he is not guilty. So we pulled every case where a murderer was guilty but was rendered a not guilty verdict.
Okay.
You know, I actually think he's not guilty.
Really? Like, yeah. He has...
I watched this true crime documentary. You know, these murders, they happened, like, many years ago. Like, back in the 70s or 80s or 90s or however many years ago it was. But, it was the 80s, I remember. Anyways, during the 80s, and I was watching it, and I honestly think that he was framed. But I can't prove
really?
It. Yeah, that's why I'm so invested in this.
You think the tummy stabber was framed?
Yeah, even though there are pictures of him stabbing the tummies, I know he was framed. It goes all the way up.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Bernie, what do you think? You think tummy stabber is guilty or not guilty?
I think guilty is a relative term.
Okay.
I don't care if he did it or not. He's still a child of God.
I have never been this close to you, Bernie.
I have not either.
You smell.
Your skin puts off a radiation that I enjoy.
You actually smell really good.
Thank you. It's Abercrombie and Fitch.
Ooh.
They do scents?
They do. I spend my weekends at their store.
You're like a model?
No.
Oh.
But, okay.
Anyways!
Anyways,
I think we should drink a beer.
Bernie, I was about to, I asked you to come over here to, like, catch me up, but also, like, we gotta take the edge off, you know? It's 5 o'clock somewhere, here,
it's 5 o'clock
right
here.
Now.
And I know a place on the roof.
Do ya?
Do ya?
I do. It's where I go to be alone.
Interesting, okay.
Is it like a secret place on the roof?
Yes, but I can invite you. Step across the threshold of my quarters, and I will teach you a different part of the world you've not known.
Bernie, do you have to be invited inside every single time into this place?
Yes, but not because of what you think.
Because I think okay. You're a vampire.
I'm not a vampire.
Would you tell me if... You legally have to tell me if you're a vampire.
Yeah, it's like a sexual predator.
I'm not a vampire.
You have to go around anyway. All right, let's go up. Let's
fantasies.
What'd you say?
That's besides the point. He said fantasies. He has fantasies.
I do.
About being a vampire.
I have a fantasy.
You do too.
20 years ago, I gave up the love of my life for this job. This stupid job.
Oh. Yeah, you know.
If I could see her again, I would tell her. I'd look at her. Right in the eyes, and I'd say, Carrie, you belong with me. And I'd tell her about Dragon Ball Z.
You know, 20 years ago for me, you know, I was kind of out there. I was following my dream. I was doing the singing thing. You know, I had a record label, too.
Oh, my God.
Or I was given a record deal. I was running a record label.
Wow.
I had a deal, and you know, I had a couple small hits here and there, and just kind of fizzled out. And that's why I just started here. I went back to school, and you know, I always thought, what could have happened if I had done that one song when I was a little bit big? You know, I had a little bit of a 20
years ago for me. I was in quite a serious car wreck. I came out with minor bruises on my body, but quite a big concussion. The doctor said my brain chemistry was changed.
Oh.
Altered in a way.
That explains.
It's a bit of an explanation.
I regret that.
Did anybody get hurt in the wreck?
I don't remember. Just me.
You don't remember?
Well, I had a concussion.
That is true.
Let's go to the roof.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's go to the roof.
Invited.
All right.
We cut to exterior, the roof. It's like a corporate roof. There's gravel and stuff and like a heating unit.
Yeah.
They're hanging out.
There's like one shadowy corner, though. Like really dark and shadowy. And he beckons them. Bernie beckons them as they have to step forth into the shadowy corner. They shiver.
Are you for sure? Liam, are you sure about this? Are you sure Bernie's cool?
No, I am not sure at all. I really do not know him at all, but...
Oh, okay. Bernie, you got anything here for us?
This is just my humble abode. My home away from home. My third home, if you will.
Your third?
Well,
you have a second?
I have my home, and I have Abercrombie and Finch on 28th Street.
Okay.
As you said.
And then I have here...
Well, that's cool.
Yes.
Yeah, it is quite cooler here.
It is way cooler here. It's freezing.
Two lawn chairs, and I've got my cooler, and I've got that hole that kind of seems to go into the building, you know? A dark abyss of a hole.
Have you ever been in that hole?
Not yet.
Never say never.
I have not gained the courage yet.
All right, I'm going to go in the hole.
Stephanie opens up the cooler first and takes out, like, this is like the money shot, like where it's very obviously that they're doing product placement. She like pulls out a Bud Light and like, it's like not even her hands or something. It's like a hand model's hands. Like, it's like that, you know, the Cerveza Crystal meme that was going around for like a few days. It's like Cerveza Crystal. And then like it's on that for like 2 seconds longer than it should be. And then it just pops back and then she's drinking it.
Liam, do you wish to enter this hole?
I've been looking at that hole since we got up here, man. It's all I can think about.
I look inside, and it doesn't seem to be the interior of the building.
I'm going to throw this rock down it. He takes a rock. He throws it. It sounds like an explosion. Boom!
Oh, my God.
What kind of hole
is that? That fell for a while.
It did. It fell for like 10 minutes.
Okay, that's a bit of an exaggeration, but...
All right, I like exaggerating things. Sue me.
Yeah, you do. Can't. We're at a law firm.
True. All right, I'm going to go in the hole. Liam just goes in the
You're
hole.
You're going to go in the hole? Oh, my God!
He crawls into the hole, and he seemingly just disappears. The camera pans into the hole, and it's just kind of a dark abyss. There's a low rumbling.
Ooh. You hear an explosion. Boom!
And like you see, it's like the next shot is like framed from within the hole, looking out at both Bernie and Stephanie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a cool shot.
And Stephanie's like, "Oh my God, oh my God, Bernie, do we do something? Do we call somebody? Like, what do we do?"
I think we follow him.
Follow him? There were explosions in there.
I know, but he was quite braver than I, and who would I be to not follow quite a leader?
Ooh. Oh my God.
Liam the leader.
Look at me in the eyes, Stephanie.
Oh.
They make intense eye contact. It's unwavering and unblinking. I feel as though we're at a nexus in our lives. A turning point, if you will. You can either look into the void and greet it with an open hand, you can blink and turn away. All I know is our lives are about to change, and as he's talking, he pushes her into the hole. Bernie jumps in after him. There is the camera goes in, and it's dark, and it's scary, and there's screeches and monstrous noises, and on the other end,
so scary.
As it emerges, there's like a lens flare, there's sunlight, and it's a musical cue, and the three of them are on the roof, and it's bright day. They're on the roof, again, of the same building. It looks nicer, though.
Liam, are you okay?
Oh, my God, I am. Are you guys okay?
I'm quite all right, thank you.
I don't understand my calculations. I don't know how we could have gone down but ended up. This is so weird.
This is weird. She, like, Stephanie walks towards the edge of the building, and she looks out, and she looks back at the two guys. Hey, guys, you might want to see this.
Uh-oh.
They all come to the edge of the roof.
And they look over.
Yeah. And you see, like, just, like, everything is 90s. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You see, like, fucking billboards for, like, old Disney movies, like Tarzan. No, wait, I think Tarzan was 2000.
There's a billboard for New York. It says,
Hercules.
Visit the Twin Towers.
There's, like, I don't know much about what was happening in the 90s. But, yeah, there's, like, old school, old-fashioned Coca-Cola ads, Pepsi ads. People are wearing, like, low-bottom jeans or something, and they're walking. There's, like, men in, like, really, like, suits, but, like, old-looking suits, you know?
It's the 90s, baby!
Wow. It's the 90s! Friends is being advertised. Was Friends on in the 90s, or was that
yes.
Too early?
Yeah,
anyway.
It seems
oh
sweet.
My god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
It I think seems we're in the 90s.
We're in the 90s.
That's what I'm saying.
What year could it possibly be?
Stephanie, like, pulls out her phone, and it's just a blank screen. Like, it's like she pulls out her iPhone, nothing comes up. She's like, the 90s have terrible service.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask someone.
All right, well,
Liam leans over and goes, what year is it?
There's, like, a window cleaner, like, on
he's
the
like,
other
he's
side.
He's, like, 40 stories down, yeah.
Yeah, he's, like, on the other side of the building. He's like, huh?
What year is it now?
It's 1996.
Thank you.
Why did you need to know?
What?
Why did you need to know?
I think we time traveled.
You what?
We time traveled.
You time unraveled?
You know what? This guy doesn't need to know.
Hey! Hey!
Oh, yeah? What do you want?
Why are you up there?
We work for this company.
What company? That building hasn't been sold yet.
And we're inspecting. Guys, let's just get out of here.
Forget you saw us.
Okay. He goes back to his window cleaning.
Whoa. He just forgot he saw us.
Okay, guys. We gotta figure out what's going on here. Maybe we should go back into the hole. Stephanie runs back towards the hole, but there is no hole. To
it's
be
just
seen.
Wall.
It's just floor, wall.
It was on, wall. It's on the floor. It used to be on the floor.
Oh my god. Oh,
it's just floor.
She's like digging through the gravel on it. Where is it? Where is it?
We have to find the belly stabber.
What?
The tummy
stabber?
We have
to find the belly stabber and prove his innocence. That is why we were sent back.
That's your first fucking thought?
Work?
I mean, there's many thoughts.
I'm thinking I got
Towers,
like...
There's Carrie.
Yeah, we could stop 9/11.
We could, but I think our little adventure is not more important, but I don't know.
We could go see the 1996 Summer Olympics in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh my God!
Did you just Google that?
Yeah. Oh my God! Yeah, we could. But
yeah, we could.
It just dawned on me.
I guess the tummy. Oh, yeah. I guess the tummy stabber. Like, I guess he was prevalent in this time, and I don't want to stay here for 5 years to just to stop 9/11. Like, I want to get home. I got my husband.
Yeah.
Oh, you're married.
Yeah, Bernie. This ring ain't for show.
Oh. It just dawned on me that 1996 was the year of my accident.
Oh my God.
This is the year Carrie and I decided to go separate ways.
Oh my God, 1996 was when my first single hit the airwaves. We could all change the path of our lives.
We could all change each other's paths.
I agree. I think
if
we run into each other, if we run into ourselves, I think that destroys the fabric of space-time.
Yeah, so we all have to tackle each other. we have to perfect
strangers, Alfred Hitchcock this.
Oh my God, yeah.
I don't know that reference.
I don't know.
I'm unaware of that reference either.
I don't know if it's called that, but listen, in Alfred Hitchcock's story, two strangers, they decide to kill each other's wives or whatever, and they're strangers, so they don't know each other, so they're not suspects. I'm pretty sure that's Hitchcock. Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong. Send me an email if I'm wrong. Podcast@gmail.com. Anyway, we do this. We'll each stop our problems, each other's.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
We come together and find the belly stabber.
And find the tummy stabber.
The tummy stabber.
Yeah.
We can save Mr. What's his name? Bird.
Bergeson.
Bergeson.
Wow. Well, we all happen to have been in 1996 in this city, San Francisco.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God. What day is it?
Tuesday.
You're just guessing.
I am.
Go ask the window washer.
Yeah. Hey, guy!
What?
What day is it?
What fate is it?
All right.
Speak up.
This guy.
What
Did
day
you
is
say
it?
What day is it?
Yes.
Oh, it's Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
All right, forget you talk to us.
It's May. Hold on.
Oh, all right.
Oh, the Olympics haven't happened yet. It's May.
Wait, hold on.
He's looking something.
They're going to happen.
It's June 10th, 1997. It's a Tuesday.
It's 1997.
Oh, sorry, 1996.
The day just changed.
Hold on.
All right,
wait a minute. June 11th, 1996. It's a Tuesday.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Forget you talked to us.
Who are... What? He goes back to window washing.
Okay.
All right, so how should we tackle this?
Okay. Liam, stop my old self from getting in that car accident.
Okay.
And I'll stop Stephanie from quitting music, I guess. I wasn't really listening.
She takes out a piece of paper. This has probably the best song I've ever written on it. Give this to my younger self so that way she can record it, release it, and it'll be the hugest hit of the summer. It's going to be the song of the summer of 1996.
Okay. And then, Stephanie, you need to find me and tell me to go back to Carrie.
Okay.
I'll know what it means.
I would hope so.
All right. Hands in. All right. Bergeson on three. Wait.
What?
What?
We have to figure out where we're... After we finish, let's meet back here.
Okay.
And then we'll touch base, and we'll find the tummy stabber, and then we'll somehow go back to the future. All right.
Hopefully your tummies don't get stabbed in the process.
Hopefully your tummies... If you see Bergeson, send a signal.
How?
How?
Send a bird.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
One, two, three.
Bergeson. And break. They all break. Start, they go for the stairs. We cut to, we cut to our boy, Bernie. He's on his way to stop. No, Bernie's doing my thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, Bernie's doing my thing. Bernie is reading through the lyrics on the paper, and it's a real toe tapper. You know, it's about young love that is not the guy doesn't love the girl as much as the girl loves the guy. Blah 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 blah.
That's a real toe tapper.
On the other side of the paper, Stephanie had written the address of the recording space that her younger self was always at around this time. So he is walking towards the record recording studio, kind of just like humming along to this tune that doesn't really have a beat, but he's making up his own.
God, I'm good at this. Maybe I should. He takes out a pencil. And he starts to alter the song. He walks into the recording studio, and he's stopped at the reception desk.
Can I help you?
Hello. I'm looking for Stephanie.
She's recording right now.
I know.
Sorry, but you can't just like walk in and like expect us to like let you go in. Like, that was so 1994.
Oh, it's okay. I have a gift for her. I need to see her and bring it to her, though. Just please let me in.
Let me see if she's busy.
She's probably busy.
The lady turns around and is on the phone. She said she'll see you. Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Boop! The door unlocks. Shh.
He goes through the door, and it's like a recording studio space. She's sitting there. She's talking to like the mixer and the bands in there. They're noodling. Goatee. He has a goatee.
Yeah.
He's wearing a beret.
Yeah.
Hello. My name is Bernie. Stephanie, I brought a gift for you.
Your name is Bernie?
Yes.
Oh my god. Guys, do you believe this? I've already got fans coming in and finding me where I record.
Your song literally just came out. That's crazy.
It's crazy. All right, what do you want? Oh, you want me to autograph this piece of paper?
No, it's a song.
Do it, girl.
It's a song that's been written for you.
What? You think you're better than me? You think you're a better songwriter than me?
I'm not the one who wrote it. Well, I'm not the one who wrote most of it.
Whatever. Look, I have a huge single coming up. You know, they're talking about Grammys. They're talking about collabs. Like, I might be on the Titanic movie soundtrack. You know, I got this toe tapper of a song that's going to be on it. It's called My Heart Will Go Forth. Like, it's going to be everywhere.
I have it on good authority that you're not going to record that song.
What are you? Are you from the future or something?
I shouldn't tell you this, but yes, I am.
What?
No, what?
I am.
Oh my god. Rachel, are you hearing this?
I'm so hearing this. Are you hearing this, Stephanie?
Oh my god, I'm hearing this. Rachel's like her yes lady.
Yes, like she is.
Read my song.
She snatches the paper out of Bernie's hands. What is this called? Fucking Tissues of a Broken Heart.
Yes.
Whatever.
Stephanie, that's good.
sure, it's a good title, but is it a good song? Where's the lyrics? You know, she starts reading. You know, this this sounds a lot like a past relationship of mine. That's crazy. Rachel, this is crazy.
You should record this song.
This is crazy. Here, let me, like, drop you a beat. Rachel goes on the piano.
Literally,
Rachel goes on the piano. It's a very melodic.
All right. Check it, okay?
Here it comes, the entire song, all 3 minutes of it.
There once was a man.
We cut to the end of the song.
Everyone's sobbing.
Including Bernie.
Oh my god, that was like beautiful.
You should and record this song.
The only thing that I had were the tissues of my heart. Fuck. Oh my god, Rachel.
That's really deep.
Stephanie, yeah, look Rachel. At me. Look at me in the eyes. Make eye contact with me. They make intense, unwavering eye contact. You must record this song. It will not end up on the Titanic soundtrack. And that's going to go to Celine Dion. She's a Canadian recording that artist.
Fucking who's little sneaky
I know.
Bitch.
And I think that's she sneak. Stole your title as well. She's going to do My Heart Will Go On.
We had that as one of our backup titles.
I know.
She must have hacked us. That's but record new in this year.
Record this song. Get big on this song. It will be the song of the summer. Now I'm going to tell you some details that you must write down.
Okay.
In the year 2000, George W. Bush will be elected president. He's currently the governor.
He already
Texas.
Was elected president.
Not in 1996.
George H.W. Bush.
No, his son, George W. Bush.
What Wait, the what? Fuck? Did you even his, know he had a not, son, Rachel?
I didn't even know he had a son.
He was know? Elected governor in I'm Texas saying. Despite DUI charges. That's not the point. He's going to
Who
tell you
doesn't
that
have a DUI
Hussein,
right now.
He's going to tell you that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. He does not. Oh Do not allow him to enter the war in Iraq.
Okay, I won't.
Also, on September 11th, 2001, we cut to Liam is. He's in like a residential neighborhood. He's been following Bernie for the
Who
past
looks so normal.
He is so normal for like the
he's
past
so normal.
Hour.
Yeah.
He's been just following him around town as he goes and does like errands.
He's like slicked back hair.
Right. He's like got like suit. He's got like a power suit. He's driving like a really nice car. They go through this residential area. They stop at this laundromat, and Bernie goes into the laundromat. Liam follows
Liam,
him.
Like, he hypes himself up and goes in. At the laundromat, it's Bernie and one other lady who's doing her laundry in the back. Bernie taps, Liam taps him on the shoulder.
Oh, hello. Hi. What can I do for you?
You're going to be in a car accident.
What?
Okay, wait. That maybe came off a
Are
little
you,
strong.
You're threatening me?
No. I'm warning you.
About a car accident?
Yes. Don't drive your car.
Drive my car. That's a new, brand new 1997 Mercedes-Benz. I'm not going to not drive it.
Ah, crap. I didn't do it. Listen, I'm from the future. I was sent here by you to stop yourself.
I don't believe that. That's not true. Honey, do you hear this? He's talking to the other girl.
Huh?
Do you believe this? He's telling me he's from the future.
What? Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy? Also, you're beautiful. Can I get your phone number?
Oh, my God. You're such a player.
Oh, my God. Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
He takes out his cell phone. Look at this. It's black. It's a black screen, but
what
it's
am I,
crazy.
What am I looking at?
It's a cell phone. Look.
No.
It's a portable cellular
this
device.
This is a cell phone, and he takes out one of those giant brick ones.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to, like, he's
do the antenna.
This is a cell phone. That is some sort of rectangle.
Oh, my God. You got the new cell phone? You
I did. Dog. Right, one of the first Motorola customers in the world.
All right, lady, you're being a Budinsky right now.
Well, you're
trying to talk to this.
You're being a little cock block.
I've got
trying to get it in.
I've got a car phone too, honey. I can call
you. Don't
call
in your car. Listen to me.
What,
Bernie? What? I'm trying to think. What is something that only you would know?
I'm always calling people in my car.
I only know you as a creepy man who floats around and maybe a vampire.
A creepy man. Listen, I've had multiple sex partners that will tell you I'm so suave and cool. There's nothing creepy about me.
You are so suave and cool.
I could tell you he's suave and cool. And nothing,
I'm trying to think.
There's nothing vampire about him. Like, vampires are not sexy in 1996.
That's right. I'm sexy. I have a cell phone. I like football. My favorite player, O.J. Simpson.
Oh. You know what?
Wait.
I think the Simpsons trial already happened by then.
He's still my favorite player.
Hey, what's that over there?
What?
Bernie turns around. Liam grabs his keys and runs away.
Hey! Hey! Yeah, it happened already. The trial.
Also, stop 9/11! He yells as he's running away.
No, hold, what? We cut to... Stephanie is looking for 1996 Liam. What's he doing? He's working. He's
at an arcade.
He's at an arcade. He's working the desk. That was his job.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of kids running around. They're beating on the Pac-Man game and stuff.
Slow down. Stop. Don't do that.
Don't tell me what to do, loser. He spits in his face.
Ah!
Excuse me. Are you Liam Payne?
Liam Payne. Yeah.
No relation.
is that the One Direction?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Whoops. I just thought of the first name after Liam, and I was just like, wait.
That's so fucking funny. Yes, Liam Payne. No relation to anything, because that doesn't mean anything to me.
Okay.
This is the 90s.
So how you doing? How you been? You know?
I'm sorry. Do I know you?
Yeah. You know, we went to high school together.
You went to Clearview Mountain?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, I was a year younger than you. You may not totally remember me.
Your clothes look weird. Are you from the future? You legally have to tell me you're from the future. I read that in Back to the Future. I saw it.
Yes.
That's out.
Liam, listen.
Yeah.
I am from the future.
I knew it.
Okay, yeah, you're very perceptive.
Are you here to kill me?
No.
Liam takes out a Nerf sword. Or maybe not Nerf, but... I don't know if that exists. Yeah? Okay.
Might have just been
give
a
me confirmation. Yes. Foam sword.
Foam sword.
He just had a lightsaber. How about that?
Oh, there you go. Uh-huh. Liam, put that away. You don't need that. Look. No, I'm here because I'm here for your future self as a favor.
Okay, what?
You know, Carrie...
I know, Carrie. He points, and right across the room is the most beautiful arcade attendant you've ever seen in your entire life.
She's playing Galaga.
And she's, like, screaming and shaking the machine.
Oh, my.
We were seeing each other, but we're no longer. We decided it was for the best, so.
No, it's not for the best. It's not. Because really? Your future self... wants me to tell you that you need to try again with Carrie. You and Carrie can make it work. Carrie, in the future, she's dead.
What?
And you...
She's dead?
Yeah. She got in gang violence. you know?
God, that's horrible!
And only you can save her.
Only I can save her from gang violence?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, wait, wait, wait. But like, okay. Okay.
Yeah. You know, oh my god. Just go back to her. Go back to her, Liam. I'm sure she'll take you back immediately.
Really? She was talking to Johnny Cool over there. There's like a slick back hair guy with a cool jacket, and
he's got one of those like a pocket knife that turns into a comb, and he slicks it back.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What if he's part of the gang that she gets violenced as part of?
Oh, she might.
I have to save her.
Yeah, you gotta.
Excuse me, it's me, kid who spit in your face. I'm spitting kid. Go over there and talk to her already.
I'm not supposed to leave the counter unsupervised.
I'll watch the counter.
We'll
watch. So or this right. lady, this old lady can watch the counter.
You're yeah, just, she is just, old.
Okay.
the kid in my fine. Radical.
1996, Liam walks over to Carrie and Johnny Cool.
Carrie?
Oh my god, what? What?
I want you back.
Get lost.
Destined to be together.
Get lost.
Get lost, Buster.
You had your chance, and then you ruined it when you said my Beanie Baby collection was stupid. They're going to be worth a lot of money, asshole.
Yeah, we're making a fortune out of these Beanie Babes.
All right, Johnny Cool, you piece of shit. You listen here. It's about time I stood up for myself.
You listen here. He like folds his knife back into. He folds his comb back into a knife and puts it against Liam's neck.
It's oh my god! Double comb knife.
It's a comb and a knife.
Yeah, it is. You listen.
That's fucking crazy.
You listen here, Liam. She's mine now. All right. And if you want your life to be still going on, you better stay away or else I'll get my goons.
Johnny, that's so hot. You know I have a proclivity for violence.
Ow! Wait!
I know you do, babe.
I know how you die.
What?
Wait, old lady, help me!
Stephanie walks over quickly.
What?
I gotta watch the counter for you.
His knife is currently still at my throat right now.
Oh my god, oh my god. You need
to help me get out of this situation.
Sir, Mr. McCool, look, you gotta stop. You gotta stop. This isn't you. This isn't you, buddy.
That's probably not even your real name.
This is you, Johnny. That's so hot.
Look,
oh yeah?
If you really want her, Buster, then you can meet me out back at 3 p.m. and we can hash it out. Bring your buddies, because I'm bringing mine.
I don't have any buddies. All I have is this lady and this kid who's spat in my face. But he's like a little boy.
Well, I guess you're dumb out of luck. See you at 3 p.m. if you want to get your girl back. Come on, babe. Let's have unprotected sex in the back of my minivan.
Oh my that god! That still has
wood paneling on the side.
As they walk away, a wallet is left on the ground. Liam picks up the wallet and says, he left all his things, too. He opens the wallet and he said, see, I told you that wasn't his real name. Look. It says Johnny Bergeson.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Liam, give me that. Give me that. Give me that.
What? What? What?
Oh my god. Liam, do you know who this Johnny guy is? He's the tummy stabber.
He is the tummy stabber?
Yes.
Six tummies have already been stabbed.
Oh my god. And you might be the seventh.
Oh my gosh.
Look, Liam, I'm going to get my two friends, and we're going to help you.
Wait, is one of them me?
One of them is you, but you didn't hear that from
me. It's time travel rules. Here we go. Cannot be in the
spinning kid again. I may have a fix for that. If we put a blindfold on you and you don't see yourself, it should work just fine.
Oh. Okay.
If this young child says so, I believe him.
Just then a bird lands on her shoulder.
Oh my god, a bird.
Oh my god. He has a message. Let me read it aloud.
The bird has a message for us?
Yeah, well, for me specifically.
Oh, what does it say?
But I'll let you know what it says. Okay, it's from my friend Bernie. He says that I have been given the song. Yes! Oh! Like, she starts to, like, feel something within her change.
Are you okay? You're really touching yourself, lady.
Oh, my God. She, like... Her hair starts getting longer. She like kind of her figure starts to change. She's like, "Oh my god, did I get work done now that I'm famous?"
What is happening?
Her clothes are getting nicer.
Her clothes are getting nicer.
It's time travel rules. Did you alter the past in some way?
We did for the better. Oh. Don't worry, you'll be hearing my song soon enough.
Your song?
Yes. Here, bird, take this message that I had already written down and send it off to both Bernie and to Liam.
Another bird lands on her shoulder.
Oh, this one must be from Liam, your future self.
Really?
Yes, let's read it. Maybe you should read it so it's in your voice.
Oh, okay. Here it is. I have stolen the car keys from Bernie.
Okay, good. That's all it says. That's good. That's his mission. We just have this mission left, and then maybe we can go back to the future. Like the movie.
The movie, the hit movie. I think it came out recently.
No, it came out 11 years ago.
Yeah, 11 years ago. The third one came out not that long ago, I think, right?
Yeah.
Hang on.
It was like 3 years later. It's like 1998 or 1989.
Oh, it hasn't come out yet.
Hang on.
We're in 1996, 1989.
So it happened.
Jake.
1990. It's been... Part three came out six years ago.
All right, so... Yeah, it's been out for a while. But.
Okay, well, while these two birds send these messages, I gotta tell you some things. Okay, so Liam, in 2001,
we cut to, we're at like a pizza place where they've all decided to meet.
Young Liam is blindfolded.
and he's sitting next to pop star fucking Stephanie. Bernie comes in and he's in a wheelchair. He's wheeling in. His face is all scarred and deformed.
Bernie!
I think Liam messed up.
My life was changed for the better, but yours was changed for the worse.
I think Liam really messed up. I have a memory of being hit by a car when I was crossing the street.
Liam, did you ever look back at Bernie chasing you?
What?
Liam, did you ever look back while you were running away with his keys? Did you ever see Bernie?
I'm still young, Liam.
Yeah, old Liam's not here yet.
Oh.
I feel like I could feel something in the...
and there he is. Old Liam walks in.
He's got a swagger to his stride, and he has a wedding ring. Guys, I think something happened. I don't sound as nerdy anymore.
We haven't gotten Carrie back for you yet.
Something's going to happen. I don't know what.
Well, look at Bernie. Something bad happened to Bernie.
Oh, no.
It was a big mistake.
You don't have any of your creepy vampire powers anymore.
No. I have the same mental faculties I did, but I'm horribly deformed.
You're way more sad.
Oh, my God. Liam, did you ever look back?
Look back?
Like, while you were running away with the keys, did you ever see Bernie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. He was running after me in the road, but I
you were in the middle of the road.
Yeah, he was chasing after me. I had to go out of my way to avoid him.
Oh my god,
he was like Frogger. I love Frogger. All right, is that me?
Yeah, this is you. Don't look at him.
Oh my god.
Look, we're here to help young Liam get Carrie back. And also, guys, fucking get this. You know Johnny McCool, Liam?
Oh, yeah. I know Johnny McCool.
Yeah, you used to work with him. He's the tummy stabber.
He's Bergeson?
His real name is Johnny Bergeson.
I knew that was a fake name. I'm like, nobody's named... Last name is McCool.
Yeah, he's Johnny Bergeson. He's the tummy stabber. We gotta stop him from stabbing more tummies.
My question is, are we trying to find his innocence, or are we...
At this point, you know, in the future, I'm a pop star. Bernie's probably not at the firm anymore.
We need to fix this.
Wait. I feel bad for Bernie. I feel somewhat at fault here.
Yeah. We should do something.
Bernie, do you remember having like a family now or like happiness?
No.
Oh, oh god.
Well, I remember a 2-year stay at the hospital.
Oh no.
I really don't know what to do. I think we fucked up for you. I think what's done is done, man. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You gotta help Liam now.
Okay. All right, okay, look, so what do we have to do for this almost, Johnny McCool bullshit?
It's almost 3 p.m. We gotta meet Johnny outside in the alley behind the arcade, and we gotta knock some sense into him.
I think we should shoot him.
Oh my god. You know, honestly,
not going to come with a gun.
No, he's going to come with his knife.
Yeah, his whole MO is his knife. So if we just shoot him, then...
The case closed.
None of his gang members have guns either. They're all knives. They're a knife-based gang. That's how Carrie died. She was knifed.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have a gun?
No.
Bernie?
No.
Okay. Well, it's 1996. It can't be that hard to find a gun. The pizza store owner.
I think it is that hard to find a gun. Bill Clinton passed like a gun control thing.
I think we're about to find one.
The pizza store owner is wiping off a thing. Hey, you guys need a gun?
Yes?
Yes.
You didn't get it from me. He slides a gun down the table.
How are we supposed to pay for this?
Here, I can give him 10 tickets to the arcade.
Perfect.
Okay.
We cut to it's 2:58. Back alley of the arcade. All four of them are there. Young Liam. Oh my god. Young Liam is blindfolded. Stephanie is like holstering a gun behind her.
Old Liam is wheeling
Bernie
in.
Bernie looks dejected, and he's kind of drooling.
Here, let me get that for you.
Thank you.
And then all of a sudden, in the distance, we hear like three cars like pull up, like skrrt, and all of the doors fly open and get shut, and here comes Johnny McCool and his gang of tummy stabbers.
And they're all snapping.
Hey, look who showed up to fight me, Johnny McCool.
Look, why are you shoot him?
Why are you blindfolded?
Johnny, we don't want any trouble. Yes, we can make this. Shut up.
Hey, stop whispering.
Okay.
Why are you blindfolded?
It's because of the time travel. It would be a.
It's because if we unblindfolded him, he'd go into a rage, you know? He'd go crazy. You don't want him to go crazy. The moment he lays eyes on you, he said that he would go off.
I would go off.
Well, he needs to answer for his crimes. He was disrespecting my gal.
It was his gal first.
Yeah, but she didn't like him no more.
Yeah? Where is she? She, like, walks out of the car, too. She's like, it's like the end of Grease. She looks like a part of the game.
All right, well, unblindfold this one. I need to fight him with my knife. He flips out his knife. He tries to comb his hair with the knife. He goes, oh, shit. And he flips it to comb. And he combs his hair. And he flips it back to knife.
Shoot him. Shoot him. Okay, Liam, just get back a little bit. Get back. I'm gonna unblindfold.
Stephanie goes up to, like, take the blindfold off of young Liam. And she does that with one hand. And in the other hand, she hands him the gun behind his back. Do what you have to do.
She blindfolds old Liam so he doesn't see young Liam. Okay.
Young Liam, he's walking. He's holding the gun and he's shaking. Ah.
Hey, boss, what? You got a gun?
Hey, you're gonna fight me with a gun like a coward?
Yeah. I've been practicing with my, what's it called? Like the NES,
the zapper.
Gun thing.
The zapper?
Yeah! I've been practicing with my zapper!
Hey, well, this ain't no duck hunt here. Why don't you fight me like a man?
He shoots. Oh, he closes his eyes and shoots.
He misses completely.
Carrie's on the ground, bleeding. Oh, God.
Just then, Bernie wheels over to Johnny McCool and stabs him in the stomach. Johnny McCool dies.
Oh, my God.
Liam,
oh, my God.
Young Liam runs to Carrie, who's on the ground.
Carrie, are you okay?
It hurts.
I'm sorry.
Is Johnny dead?
Yeah.
Good. She takes out a gun. She shoots the other people. The goons.
Oh, the goons. Oh, my God. You also had a gun.
I did. This was all a part of an operation. You see, I'm an undercover cop.
Oh, my God.
And I've been trying to get in on the inside to take down the tummy stabber.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Liam. I love you.
They start making up.
Well,
the camera pans over to Stephanie and Bernie, who has, like, blood on his face.
Yeah, like a blood splatter.
Leave me here.
What? What'd you
leave
say?
Me here. Leave me
like
here.
In the past?
Yeah, in the past.
We.
Are you sure?
Why?
Yeah.
There's much better medicine and whatnot in the future.
It's too late for me, I think.
Bernie, we have to do something for you.
I think I can stop 9/11.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You have to, Bernie.
Do you leave think you'll here. Be able to get there from here?
I don't know. We'll see.
We're in San Francisco.
We have 5 years.
Yeah, I have 5 years to figure it out. I can do it. There's nothing there for me anymore.
Well, it is June 11th, so you
didn't even have
5 years and 3 months.
I didn't even have the beautiful. I don't even have the beautiful vampire-like qualities I used to have.
No, you're just kind of sad.
I'm just kind of sad and deformed.
Yeah,
I can stop it. I promise. Now you two, go to the future, and live better lives.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll miss you, Bernie.
I'm really not going to fight you on this.
Yeah. I'll miss you guys,
too. Seems like
too.
Your mind's made.
I've loved overhearing your conversations the past couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for everything, Bernie. Thank you for even making though me Stephanie a pop just started.
You're so welcome. I love you guys. I changed some of your song, by the way. I think it's better now.
What?
What?
You know the song you wrote me?
Yeah.
I changed it.
What?
That's so funny.
What did you change?
I don't know, but it seemed to have worked.
I guess so. Oh, God. She, like...
Oh, my God,
like,
look. Liam points, and there's a hole in the ground that just formed.
I guess
this
is it.
This is our hole.
Yeah. It fits me.
We have to get a beer, though, first.
Right.
I'm really craving a Bud Light.
They all get a Bud Light label out to the camera. They're all enjoying it. The two, old Liam and Stephanie, they're about to get in the hole. Old Liam and young Liam blindly hug each other. They jump into the hole, and they're back on the roof.
They, like, pat themselves. Oh, my God.
We're alive. We're here. Without Bernie.
Without Bernie. I wonder where he is now. It's been 20 years.
Wait. Let me look. She runs over to the side of the building. You there, sir, window washer.
Yeah?
Did 9/11 happen?
Yes.
Fuck.
He didn't do it.
He didn't fucking... Do you know
what? He had 5 years.
He had 5 years. 5 years in 3 months. Like...
Dang.
And he couldn't get there.
It was really bad. Those four buildings that fell in New York.
Four buildings?
Four buildings?
Oh, my
Wait,
God.
What were the buildings?
It got worse.
It was both the Twin Towers, the Empire State Building, and the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, my God.
Did they get the Pentagon?
They hit the Pentagon.
Oh, the White House?
God. Oh, no. White House was fine.
Oh. I mean,
you guys
it was,
don't know?
It was fine back then, too.
Oh, my God. It's worse.
Yeah,
does the name Bernie mean anything to you?
Bernie what?
I don't know his last name.
I don't know his last name either.
He's like in a wheelchair?
Oh! You're talking about that guy that they're convening the war tribunal for?
What?
The Al-Qaeda guy. Well, you asked about 9/11, and that's the guy, Bernie. He's like an American conspirator.
Oh, my God.
Do you guys know of him? Or?
Yeah.
Your law firm, I think, is representing him.
Fuck.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah, that's what this building is. It's a law firm. You guys work here, right?
He's the big case? Bernie's the big case?
Yeah.
That fucker.
Let's call him.
Yeah, hopefully he has
Oh, no, my phone's dead. Yeah.
My phone is still going.
Your phone. Okay.
At some point, they put their numbers into her. They put his number
right,
into her phone.
They exchanged numbers. So.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
Bernie?
Stephanie?
Bernie!
Oh, my God, Liam.
We're back from the past.
Oh, God, I've been waiting for this call.
Bernie, what the fuck did you do?
Bernie, what the fuck?
I tried my best. I really did. I tried to stop 9/11 so hard. But the insider knowledge made me look like I was a conspirator.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that.
Worse.
You knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, I did. Are you guys going to help me or what? You guys have been working on my case. I've been working with you. Just you guys haven't remembered that we were from the past before until now. It's like you regained a new consciousness. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I probably did because I saw myself in the future.
Oh, shit. You're right. You've been acting so weird.
Yeah, that's why.
Am I a pop star right now? Like
you were.
Were?
You were.
I'm still not famous. I'm not famous.
Well, wait, Google yourself.
You had a big song of the summer in 1996, but yeah, you should Google yourself.
Okay, she Googles herself. Stephanie, it immediately comes. It like autocorrects like Stephanie drug overdose. Stephanie in public. One hit
wonder.
Oh, that's messy.
Stephanie messy divorce from Russell Brand.
Oh, Russell Brand. Ew. I really went too low.
Bernie, how's my wife?
Oh, she's good.
Huh. I guess that's good.
I mean, you don't talk a lot about her.
Okay. All right. I'm still married.
You got that going for you.
Okay.
Meanwhile, here, I'm apparently pissing in public, and I haven't had a new song in years.
You know, actually, Liam, now that I think about it, you were telling me about your mistress.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're a cheater.
Oh, God.
That's worse than what happened to me.
Is it?
Okay.
Listen, are you guys going to get me off of this or what? Because I think I'm facing the death penalty.
Oh, my God.
Okay. We'll do something. We'll bring them all here to the rooftop.
Lightning flashes. Whoosh. Out walks an older Liam wearing a blindfold. Don't do it! Don't do it! Don't go back!
We already went back.
Oh, no! Lightning flashes again. What's happening?
Lightning flashes again. An older Stephanie walks out with a blindfold.
Also wearing a blindfold.
She's like, did 9/11 happen in this point? Yeah, 9/11 happened and it was worse.
The window washer is like, 4 buildings!
Ah, fuck! Lightning flashes again. Lightning flashes again. And a younger Bernie comes out. What the fuck?
What did you guys do to me?
Oh, no. He knows.
I know what you're going to do to me.
It was the car keys. Don't let me take your car keys.
Okay. Thank you. The lightning flashes and he's gone.
And then all of a sudden, everything turns brighter.
Oh.
What's happening?
Bernie, are you still there on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Where are you right now?
Did something change?
I'm at home.
Do you have any recollection of what just happened?
No? Yes? I don't know.
Do you have vampire powers or are you in a wheelchair?
I'm not in a wheelchair. And what do you mean vampire powers?
He's normal. He's normal. That's good.
He's normal.
But also it kind of sucks. He's not that interesting. Without the vampire powers. Look, Liam.
Yeah.
You may have caused 9/11. Liam. Or look, Bernie.
Did you?
Bernie, did I cause 9/11?
You didn't cause it. But you looked like you'd caused it, you know?
Right. Well, I had insider knowledge of it, right, because of all of our time traveling. And so, I did invest in the stock market quite heavily. I'm a billionaire.
So wait, Bernie.
Oh, my God.
Did 9/11 happen?
Yeah, it did. 5 buildings.
Okay. So is things good now? Like, where do we stop, Liam?
I don't know. Things are relatively good.
Where do we stop? That's the question, isn't it?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Do you like your life?
I do. You guys work for me at my law firm.
We work for you?
Yeah, I'm in Fiji right now. You guys let me alone and get back to the briefs?
Oh, we're not representing you.
No.
Oh, my God.
He's our boss.
There's some wackadoodle shit happening right now.
Wait, Bernie, am I a pop star?
No.
Fuck!
Why would you be a pop star?
I thought I was given the song of the summer in 1996.
Oh, no. For whatever reason, the way it worked out is you recorded the song and then that whole recording studio burst into flames. You lost it.
What the fuck?
Also, Liam, I'm sorry for stealing your wife again. Carrie on what? The line. She's in Fiji. She's like, hi, Liam.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we got to do something we one have to more go time.
One more time. A hole opens up.
Together.
Together.
They both jump into the hole.
They start running. We gotta get Bernie. We gotta stop him.
We have to stop ourselves.
Or bring him back. I don't know. We have to stop ourselves from stopping the future. Oh, God.
Just then a Terminator appears. It kills both of them. This There's a big wet. Flash of light, and then we're back in the cubicles. And the original boss guy is like, well, I'm off to Fiji. He walks through the glass door. The glass shatters. All right, someone sweep that up. Otherwise, you go in the chokey. Goodbye.
We should invite that guy over there, that creepy guy, to come sit with us.
Stephanie is, like, breathing really hard. There's, like, sweat trickled down her face. She, like, looks over. You see a really dark cubicle after, like, a couple empty cubicles, and this guy is, like, leaning back out of the cubicle and then snaps back forward. Yeah. Let's ask him over here.
Oh, I thought you were going to say no.
No,
because he's kind of weird.
No. He's the person who changed my life once.
Really? Not your husband?
Well, yeah, semantics, but it was another life.
A little child?
It's not about my wife and my child.
And your turtle?
Not my turtle either.
Let's invite him over here.
Bernie, come over here.
Yes, hello.
Oh, thank God you're a vampire again.
I'm not. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not a vampire.
Okay.
Bernie, would you like to go to the roof with us?
I thought you would never ask. I have a dark corner up there.
Good.
Good. We can have Bud Light.
I love that. And let's not go into the hole.
Okay, deal.
What are you talking about?
The hole that... Wait. Is there no hole?
No.
Good. That's good. Let's have a beer together and then go over this case. As friends.
Sounds like a plan. As friends. Liam, you smell so nice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I smell like Abercrombie and Fitch.
Credits!
Credits, yay! Woohoo!
That was fun. What's that one fun. Called? The time traveling hole?
Time traveling hole?
The time traveling hole. That's it. That's it.
All right. Okay. I can deal with that.
Or like the
time traveling hole. It's just really on the nose.
It's very.
I love it.
No way. A hole through time.
A hole through time.
A hole through time.
A whole time traveling adventure.
Ooh. Yeah. It has to have a hole in it.
Yeah, it does.
That's my deal breaker.
The hole.
We should call it a hole.
The hole. We just call it holes too, but not that holes.
Holes to the future.
Hole to the future.
No way.
I think whole time traveling adventure is the best.
Whole a time traveling adventure. If I saw that, I'd be like, what? And I'd listen to it.
Okay. Oh my God. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was silly.
Yeah, it was. What's your favorite thing from the past? The 90s-isms.
90s-isms?
I don't know.
The thing is, I don't think either of us were cognizant in the 90s, so.
No. This episode, I think, should be called, it's like, we don't remember the 90s. Yeah. Because we don't. Try our best. I definitely Googled like three. Yeah, I mean, I Googled all that shit.
Yeah. I was just looking
at Tamagotchi, like, Beanie Babies, Furbies.
Beanie Babies was a good pull.
That was a good pull.
McDonald's Happy Meals toys. That's still going, but.
Pogs.
Yeah, I was trying to think. I was trying to get Pogs in there somehow, but I don't know. I was happy because I was like, one of these things has to go wrong. Like, we can't just fix the problem.
Oh, I know.
And I was like, what? I like that he was in a wheelchair. What if Bernie was in a worse accident? Well, because it reminded me, in Hot Tub Time Machine, my second favorite bit is they go in the present, they go and they see this like bellhop guy who works at the ski lodge and he's missing an arm. And they go back in time and he's got both arms. And every time they see him, he has a near miss where he's like supposed to lose an arm and he just doesn't do it. So the whole time they're like, I guess that wasn't it.
That's funny.
So that's a good bit.
That's a great bit.
I don't know. I'm having fun. What's new with you guys? Let's check in real quick.
Not much.
Just living the dream.
Living the dream.
It'd be a sweet dream or a beautiful nightmare.
I'm still editing away at my this big video of mine. Maybe when this episode comes out, it's even closer to coming out. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
I'm thinking.
No way to know.
Yeah, no way to know. however, whatever future Alec decides how much he's going to edit and whatnot.
Oh my gosh. He's going to come back in time and say, don't edit your video.
Wearing a blindfold.
Edit your video more, you fucker. Damn. We could have gotten it out quicker.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing new for me, I guess. I've been doing improv and stuff and working my job.
Yep.
I don't know.
But you know what would really help if this podcast got really big? So, That'd be fun. You all should do, screenwriters. Yes. You should.
What should they do?
You should share this episode with your friends, your family, your time traveling future self, you know, send them a link to the podcast and say, this one was a good one.
Because it was.
Because it was.
Was.
You know the secret, they're all good ones.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So yeah, we'd love it. We'd love it if you shared. I think that would really, we love doing this podcast and we want more people to hear it.
Yep, and there's plenty of different places you can share. You can share it from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. Like, you could share it as either the podcast on YouTube, the audio version, or the video version. I'm recording the podcast right now. We may be online, but we're getting the video out for you guys.
Right.
There's some visual bits.
And that's how you hear from us. But how do we hear from you? Tell us what you thought? How do you tell us what movie we should base our next screenplay on? How do you tell us that you're mad at Alec?
Yeah. Uh-oh. If you want to do that, you got to email us at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach us on any social media, Screenplay PCast on a lot of them. That's Twitter.
The letter P.
Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. But who really uses Facebook anymore? Let's be honest.
Facebook anymore?
I use Facebook. Woohoo!
And then there's
at Screenplay PCast, the letter P.
Yes. And then you can find us on at Screenplay Podcast on TikTok and YouTube if you want to see our beautiful faces.
Hell.
I do.
And that's how you can get in contact with us together. How do you get in contact with us individually?
Well, you can follow us.
Alec.
You can follow me. I'm at Alec Combs, AlecComes, at all your major places, TikTok, Twitter, Threads, Instagram, and YouTube. You can find my commentary videos there. As I mentioned, I'm working on a really big video right now, so hopefully you will get to see that eventually.
Hell yeah. Woo-hoo. You can follow me at Jesse Sarowitz on Twitter and Instagram. And if you're in my city, come see me do improv.
Oh, yeah. You've never plugged that.
I know. But I don't know who's listening. So.
Yeah. Do they know what city it is?
No. It's Grand Rapids, okay. Michigan. All right, Jake, go ahead.
All right, there you go. All right. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at JakeRubin27.
Awesome.
Hell yeah. Well, awesome. This has been another rousing episode of Screenplay, the improvised movie. It's been a good time, screenwriters. We'll catch you next time.
Peace.
Love, and happiness.
Goodbye.
Lightspeed.
A Studio Ghibli film.
Goodbye.